Okay, our friends. So today we are reading a story called Lucky Me. It was written by Lawrence Scheimel and it's illustrated by Juan Camilo Mayorga. And I'm really excited to read it to you. I picked this one out for you because it has something very interesting at the end of the book, and we'll talk about it in the book, but what it has at the very end of the book, I'll just tell you right now, is Braille. And this is a form of writing that is used for people who are visually impaired, or they have low vision. These are people who don't see well or can't see, also known as blind. But I'm excited to talk to you about it because you know that even if they are visually impaired, there are so many things that they can do that make them absolutely amazing. And this particular beautiful written language is one of those things. But let's talk about it. Today's story is called Lucky Me. It's read by Mommy and... What's your name? Who are you? What you doing with me today? What do you got?
I'm Ray. The Resistance sent me.
You're Ray. The Resistance sent you? I'm so glad you're here with me today. Are you a Jedi? Looks like you might be. I hope you enjoy the story, Ray. Ready?
Yes.
Let's do it. I'm going over to Sanjay's house. He has hundreds and hundreds of toy soldiers that he's painted different colors. We set up battles all over the place. An ambush under the dining room table. A skirmish on top of a chair. We lay siege to a fortress sitting way up high on top of a pile of cushions on the sofa. And when it's time for us to have a snack, Sanjay and I declare a ceasefire and leave all the soldiers right where they are so we can continue the great battle after eating the cupcakes that his father made. My house is a little different. We put everything back where it belongs so that my brother, Mateo, knows where it is. So when Sanjay comes over for a visit, instead of setting up military campaigns across the living room or building forts out of the couch cushions, we usually watch a movie or play video games. Even though I share my room with Mateo, my bed is my own space. I can keep it however I want. And I leave my toys and comics there without putting them away, and my parents don't even mind if I don't make my bed all day long. Sanjay has to make his bed every morning when he gets up. Sanjay is an only child, but he still shares his room with a pet iguana. It lives in a terrarium in his bedside table, and it's bright green with a crest like a dragon. And it's longer than my forearm, and sometimes Sanjay lets it out to wander around. I like to imagine that we are explorers in the Mesozoic jungle, and that the iguana is a ferocious dinosaur. Can we pause for just one moment and say, I think that the boy we are hearing from has an amazing imagination, don't you?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, because he...
Of course I do.
He set up an awesome battle. And then, as if that weren't enough, he's using his imagination to turn the iguana into a dinosaur.
I've always wanted a pet. For years, I begged for a turtle, a snake, an elephant, even a guinea pig. Any animal would do, but my parents always say no. My brother is really lucky. Even though he didn't ask for it, my parents got him a dog. A very nice Labrador named Rocco. I know that Mateo's dog is here to help him, but it's still a pet. Mateo lets me help him take care of Rocco, but it's not the same. I can't play ball with Rocco or go running with him in the park. Mateo needs Rocco. And they're always together. That's just Mateo's luck. But there are other things that my brother can do that I can't.
In the picture we can see, all the other pictures have clearly shown us what's going on.
But on this page, everything is dark.
Right?
Mm-hmm. Mateo has a really good memory. He always knows where he left things, and sometimes he even remembers for the rest of us. Yesterday, Mom was looking all over the living room for her keys, and Mateo said, "I think they're in the kitchen. I heard you put them down on the counter." And of course, my mom went to check, and there they were.
That is because, can I share something with you that's really interesting, a fun fact? You have how many senses?
Five.
So we would have seeing, hearing, touching, tasting, and feeling, right? Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And if one of our senses isn't as strong as the others, your body will naturally pick one of those other senses to develop higher. So for example, our friend Mateo here, he can't see, but he can hear. So his hearing has gotten better. So now he hears things that other people don't hear. Isn't that interesting?
So like, are his ears like a dog's ear?
His ears are like a normal human being's ears. They've just gotten better at hearing things that the rest of us who have eyes that work just fine, we don't focus on our hearing as much as he does. He relies on his hearing more, so his hearing is stronger and keener. Does that make sense?
He also remembers how many steps there are in the different staircases we use. 56 to climb up to our apartment, 16 to go to the subway, plus another 23 to the platform, and 6 to go up to the park where we take Rocco. And he remembers almost everything he reads. Mateo loves to read, and that's another thing he can do sometimes that I can't. At night, when our parents tell us it's time to turn off the lights, I need to use a flashlight to read under the blankets. But Mateo can keep reading like he always does. And some nights, I hear the whisper of his fingers passing over the braised dots on the pages of his Braille books.
Oh, he can read all night long. He doesn't need the light.
If Mom and Dad take away my flashlight and I'm dying to find out what happens next in my book, I never squeal about Mateo reading at night. Instead, I try to imagine what he's reading about, and in the end, I fall asleep sure that one day he'll tell me. My brother doesn't just read. He also tells really good stories. Some are from his favorite books, but some he's invented himself. I prefer his own stories because they always have lots of action and adventure, and I think if Mateo is a writer when he grows up, he'll be a huge success, and his books will definitely be made into movies. Sanjay may have a pet iguana, but it's a shame that he doesn't have a brother. I love to visit Sanjay's house, but I always like to come home to my own. I'm so lucky I have an awesome brother. And a really good friend.
Although I do want to say something more about Braille. I kind of want to describe what it looks like. It's an alphabet, right?
Yes.
And the way that it works is that there are bumps. And they have 6 dots. 3 on one side, 3 on the other, right next to each other. And if the top dot is raised, then you've got an A. If you've got 2, one underneath that top left dot, it's a B. If you have both of the top ones, it's a sea and so on. You should check it out. It's very interesting to see what it looks like. And this book will show you what it looks like. So check it out. I'll put a link on my Amazon affiliates page so you can go and get this book. And then you can learn more about this. It's a fascinating thing to learn about. And it is also the end.
The end. May the force be with you.
May the force be with you.
If you like the show, please take a moment to rate, review, and subscribe. It really does help the show to grow. Thank you for listening.